You may know the animated short film The Snowman, which is a holiday classic in the UK, with families gathering around the TV on Christmas Eve to watch the poetic story of a boy who builds a snowman that comes to life. A stage version of this really beloved story and a concert of Christmas carols is being performed soon by a devoted group of musical expats.
Hello, my name is Mary Gow. I'm a concert pianist, and now I'm organizing concerts and giving kind of lessons by Zoom all around the world.
So you're behind The Snowman as well as Brussels Carol Concert together with a couple of other people. So tell me how long the three of you have been staging these shows and how the first editions came about.
So to start with The Snowman, how did it come about? We started the first one in 1991. The first year we did it in Flemish, 92 we did it in French, meaning to say that the narration was done in those languages. The song was always sung in English. And 93, we set off to do it in Brussels in English. Now, we've had one or two narrators for The Snowman. Our main one was Mike Coburn, a big name in theatre in Brussels. Very sadly, he died in 2005. We took a respectful break and started up again in 2010 with our current narrator, who is Ian Forrester, QC, former judge in Luxembourg. And he and the conductor, Derek Boy, work very, very well together. I am just the one who cracks the whip and sometimes says, I don't think we can say that. You know, let's think about the age group and so forth. So the three of us have been doing it for 11 years.
Do they get a little inappropriate in The Snowman?
Well, that's the brilliant thing of Ian Forrester. He changes the script each year. And so this year, I don't want to spoil all the surprises, but needless to say, he's going to mention one or two of the current issues. There's going to be, and the orchestra love listening to him because they know they're going to get some surprises. So this year, I think we've got something called COVID. There could be climate change references, risk assessment.
It's a contemporary snowman.
For the rest, I have no idea. The first half, the two of them make it up together. This year, it's music and animals. This is going to be quite funny, actually. It's always very funny. And to go to the other concert, Brussels Carol Concert, this is an offshoot of Suppressed Songsters, which started in the 70s. Then it became Carols for Christmas. I picked up the baton about 14, 15 years ago and renamed it Brussels Carol Concert. So we could say that this choir has been going for 45 years.
So The Snowman comes first. It's on December 5th. The first half of the show is dedicated to introducing kids to classical music.
That's right. And we've done various versions of young person's introduction to the orchestra. You know, we've focused on the strings, we've focused on the brass. This year we're branching out and they're going to learn what instruments, why is the birds, for instance, usually played by flutes?
Flutes, right.
Why couldn't it be played by a double bass, for instance? And so they're going to learn the reason behind the instruments and what character they bring and what sound they bring. And we're doing it via using animals.
And this sounds like it would actually be good for adults as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We always say that the Snowman concert is suitable for children aged between 2 and 92.
Okay, so it's also good for little kids as well.
Absolutely, yeah, because it's very visual. And I also say that you don't need to have English.
Right. The Snowman is the animated special. It's famous for being wordless, but that's not the case with your snowman, right?
You can, on CDs, you can get the ones without words and with words. So in the past, Mike Coburn always stuck to the score. He read music and he followed the score perfectly. Ian Forrester, his version is never the same. I think that's why when I get the reservations, I see names coming back and back and back. And
yeah.
They say, we just love it because it's never the same.
And then there's the Brussels Carol concert on December 12th. Now, this is also family friendly. And especially, I think that the audience is allowed to sing along.
Yes. We always put in some that the audience will sing. Sometimes they're unwilling singers, but Derek Boy is quite good at turning around and getting them encouraged. The obvious one, O Come All Ye Faithful. And then the usual ones, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Joy to the World, It's our first number, Once in Royal David City, with a most beautiful 11-year-old girl singing the first verse.
The international schools are involved in this Brussels Carol concert, is that right?
Not just the international schools. We must have about 25, 30 local Belgian schools. But of course, you've got the international school, ISB, St. John's, British School of Brussels.
And so is there a choir then made up of all these different kids?
That's right. We're up to about 45 at the moment.
Yep, and you're bringing together the kids from the international schools with the French and Dutch speaking school.
That's right. We only have two or three who are non-Anglophone, and they seem to manage very well. I put them together with a Francophone Anglais speaker, and they manage. The kids are wonderful how they manage, really. They get thrown together, and I teach them from scratch. They don't have to have any training at school. And then halfway through or late October, I brought in a voice coach from ISB, and Kat Leclerc is absolutely incredible. So these kids, they've never sort of sung in choirs before, majority of them don't read music. And strange enough, it's the little five-year-olds in the front who've got their words absolutely perfect. We don't trouble them. We don't give them booklets. We don't have any of that, paper that can fall on the floor. Goodness knows what. No, they sing the whole lot from memory. It's truly impressive.
And I believe there's a mezzo-soprano you've got involved.
Yes, Fotini Athanasaki is born in Athens. She's currently involved with the Innsbruck Opera, and this will be her third time to our concerts. And she's got a couple of arias. She's got a very deep, rich mezzo-soprano. I can't even go down, speak as low as she can sing. She's going to do some Greek kalanta, which is a Greek for carols. She's going to do a verse in Greek in Silent Night.
The profits of both of your concerts go to charity.
That's right. It's the Children's Hospital, the Hospital Brugman on the west side of Brussels. In particular, we support the Fetal Medicine Foundation. And this is this fantastic guy called Professor Jacques Jani, who does these operations, incredible operations, on the unborn child in the womb. So he goes in, he fits a stent into the lungs to allow the lungs to grow while the baby is cooking. Just before delivery, he goes back in, removes the stent, and the mother and child are back into normal pregnancy, and then the baby is born. I've seen an operation, I've been there, it is... You cannot imagine how minusculely careful it is.
Why did you choose that particular foundation to support?
As long as I have been in charge of the Brussels Carol Concert, we've always supported a medical charity, a snowman also. And we've done things like the Orbis Eye Hospital. We've done many, many years the Children's Hospital in London, the great Ormond Street Hospital. When Princess Diana died, I wanted to do something in her honour. And the Kensington Palace said, please give it to the Great Ormond Street Hospital with a special note for Diana, which we did. But since the last, let's say, 10 years, we've supported Jacques Jani at the Fetal Medicine Foundation.
These two events have become annual traditions then, and they've become almost unmissable for the English-speaking community in the capital. Did you ever imagine that would happen?
Well, I always knew for the Brussels Carol Concert, for the carols, I always knew that would be a winner because everybody wants to sing. It doesn't matter what nationality, what religion, everybody still wants to sing Christmas carols. Now, to be honest, for the last, I would say, 5 years, the majority of the audience has not been Anglophone, not been British. The majority of people in the reservations are Eastern European, Russian, Romanian, Lithuania, all those Eastern Poland, of course, a lot of Swedes, a lot of Scandinavians, but then the Italians and the Spanish are there.
So it's kind of shifted through the decades. As the EU has grown, so has the audience.
Yes, exactly. And I sort of bend with the choir. 2 years ago, we had 10 Finns in the choir. And after about halfway, they said, why aren't we doing a Finnish carol? There's 10 of us here. And I said, well, why not? You choose the carol. And we sang the four verses in Finnish. And so each year, sort of a different country gets, depending on the nationality. Even in the choir, we've got, we're up to about 55. We've got, I'd say, about 15 nationalities.